This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go on the Tuesday version, continuing on with the thought process, the thought kings here on the DJV program. I'm King Doug with Queen Victoria. That has a ring to it, doesn't it? Queen Victoria? Victoria, yeah,
yes. It's kind of been done before, but sure.
Well, listen. We can modernize
63
it.
63 years it was
done. Somewhere, yeah, right. We can modernize it somewhat. And somewhere lurking in the background is also Queen and Princess Jennifer Horne. This is a day, as with all other days, there are things to be reckoned with. Maybe you've been looking through old photos and you have decided you were good looking back then. Did you look at them in a way that made you think that you're good looking now? I think you are, if you think you are. It's all in the minds of the beholder, right? Beauty is in the minds of the... Somebody may find you very attractive, very smart, very funny, very wise, and other people will think you're totally a waste of time. So that's the way...
No one thinks works. Any human being is a waste of time.
I know. Well, you know, spending time. Mm-hmm. The time that we are devoting, it seems that we are creeping back up into a situation this week that kind of puts COVID back squarely in the driver's seat of conversation. I can see any number of a dozen different directions to take. Maybe the best thing is to talk about the good news from Moderna. Is that what do we? This is a local company, local outfit around where I am here in New England. They're a pharmaceutical company. And they say they're going to start trials of the vaccine. So how would you go about, how do they go about finding these 30,000 people would be the question that I have. They're starting
with
assuming
they get paid. They're volunteers, but
yeah,
they
but volunteers
paid.
How? Remember in the old days, not since the old, I remember doing a lot of advertising for the people that, especially now back in KBC, we used to have ads all the time looking for volunteers for certain drug tests, and they pay you a certain amount of money, and you had to do this, that, and the other thing. But we're always looking for people, certain age, certain health requirements, that sort of thing, male, female. So I just wonder, I don't remember hearing any ads asking for volunteers for this. I'm sure they wouldn't have any trouble finding them. The first dose was yesterday. This is something that has worked. There's a process here that's taken place that's sort of unique. The National Institute of Health and Moderna have worked on this together. Small amount of the virus is introduced into your system. So would you volunteer for this, Victoria?
No.
Because?
Because it's not something that... I don't think that the vaccine is the answer, and I understand a lot of people do feel that way. But,
yes.
You know, I remember just, 3 years ago, maybe? Maybe it was only, I think it was 3 years ago when Zika was, you know, when you get bitten with mosquitoes. Everyone was freaking out about Zika, and we had everyone needs to rush to get a vaccine, and a vaccine was never developed, and Zika went away. So, and I don't think that this is, I think this is a different, obviously I'm not comparing the two.
Well, but no, that's a legitimate comparison, I think. And what you're bringing out here, whether...
I mean, Zika didn't kill people, on the scale that this is.
Not like this, no.
Yeah.
But it still is the same
treatments
thought
process. Treatments are where the therapeutics, treatments, things like that, that's what I'm really more invested in. So if I had COVID and I had mild symptoms and there was a trial for, you know, remdesivir or something like that, I would sign up for that. But I just don't see much value for me personally in a vaccine, so I wouldn't. And also, no one has any idea what the side effects are. They've rushed this vaccine. I mean, this has been just in a few months. Normally, vaccines take 18 months to 2 years or more. So I wouldn't really be that jazzed about trying something that's
I think
just,
that's why they want as many volunteers as they have.
Oh, I'm sure it's why they want more volunteers, but I'm saying that's why I wouldn't be one of them.
Yeah. Right. This particular drug has genetic material in it that's supposed to trigger your immune system, and in order to test whether or not the vaccine will protect against the virus, the participants have to either get a shot of the real vaccine or a placebo, and you don't know what you have. The researchers know what you have, but you don't know what you have. So then they're going to track you after you get two injections to see if one group experiences more infections than the other. So my question would be, how are you exposed to infection? Do they give it to you deliberately so that you're going to have it? So you know when you sign up for it, sounds like that's what's going to happen. When you sign up for it, you know you're going to get it, or they're going to expose you to it. They are on track to manufacture 1 billion doses of the vaccine, but not until the first of next year. People who get two doses of the vaccine could be protected. I like that. Could.
Mm-hmm.
Not will, but could be protected for up to 2 years.
And the other part of that that's kind of, I think, misleading, and a lot of people are hanging their hats on this vaccine idea. Mm-hmm. They've even found in the new studies, you know, everyone was kind of hung up. And we've had a lot of misinformation that's been given to us as the public. One of the worst things and most damaging things is that whole antibody mess. Mm-hmm. And the message that if you've had it and you had mild symptoms and then you have the antibodies, you know, you're good to go. You're not going to get it again. You know, you can't spread it to anybody, all this stuff. And it turns out none of that was true. And if you've had COVID, the newest studies found that after 10 days or 12 days, that only 17% of people who they were studying still had any antibodies left in their system. That's after like 12 days. So that means you're only basically, and I don't like to use the word immune, but you're only really inoculated for about 12 to 14 days, meaning you can't get it again if you've already had it. But after that, it's a free-for-all. You can totally get it again. You can spread it. And unfortunately, we know people who've had COVID, who have had very mild symptoms. They've gone on about their lives.
Yeah.
And they totally feel like they're invincible now. And it's completely misleading. Well,
yeah.
It is. But
it's
a lot of people feel that. A lot of people feel that way. Because, the misinformation.
But where do they get their information?
That's been all over the news for months. Oh, if you have the antibodies, the antibodies. It's all anybody talks about.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, on the other side of the street, that is on the, I don't know if it's the practical side, but this certainly is the political side and the help side, there is a counter-proposal on the table for another stimulus package, about $1 trillion, another round of $1,200 checks, more help for small business, money to reopen schools. See, I think that's the key. Somehow or other, they got to figure out, and I've been watching closely here in my neck of the woods as to what they're doing and how they're doing it. There's some politically correct stuff going on, but the fellow who runs the school system in my community is pretty progressive, he's pretty smart, and he's pretty savvy, and he knows kind of how to bounce the ball and have it land in his hands. So he's come up with a plan, and the only people who don't like it are the teachers and the teachers' union. So here we go again. Reminds me of Jennifer telling us what was going on in Los Angeles, where they have all of these caveats to, well, we'll go back to school, but you got to, reinvent the wheel. No, these people need to be fired. And they need to hire new people. That's all.
I think
the
it
government
depends on
needs
where you
to
are,
take
though.
Control. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It depends on where you are, because I have friends in New York City who are teachers, and they are both very concerned about what systems will be in place for safety.
Oh,
and
I get
so,
that.
And in New Jersey, the governor really wants kids back in school. He did a press conference yesterday. He's been consulting with a lot of educational experts, and I think everyone can agree it's a lot better for kids to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
But in New Jersey, we're now, seeing spikes. 18 lifeguards went to a party, and none of them had it, and then they all left the party, and they all have COVID now. So it's spreading really quickly, and amongst young people in New Jersey. Other states in Florida is a mess.
Death-defying,
so.
Is it? I mean, getting it is
not
a
really
death sentence anymore.
But it depends on who's getting it.
Really.
It depends on who's getting it. If you're overweight, if you have diabetes,
but that's
if
true
you have
of anything,
lung problems.
Victoria, right? Isn't that true of any,
no,
of these,
not
any
really.
Kind of...
I mean, my mom is still more vulnerable than everybody else. You know, we were talking about it yesterday and about people being out in public more.
But she's not
these
in school.
Kids, But if she had grandchildren, then she wouldn't be able to be around her grandchildren. So she doesn't have grandchildren, but I'm just saying, like, these are just realistic things that people have to, in New Jersey, in parts of New Jersey, you know, in lower income areas, it's a major problem with schooling because the parents have to work. Most of the time, you know, in a lot of inner city places, it's a single parent situation with a grandparent as a babysitter. And so those are very vulnerable people that, you know, that the governor in New Jersey, Governor Murphy, is trying to take a look at the whole spectrum. And so it's not a fun thing to try to figure out the right answer to. It really isn't, because someone is going to get hurt in it. And, you know, it just depends. If you're in a state that hasn't really been that affected, great. The kids can go back to school, and I don't think that there's an issue. Take some precautions, you know, but I don't think it's that big of an issue. In New York and New Jersey, I would imagine Florida now, too, it's a dicey situation.
Well, it has to be locally sorted out, no question about that. But, of course, the politics of this, immediately the Democrats said that it was totally inadequate. Come on. Can't we just get beyond that? This is
well,
part
what
of
the Democrats
are
saying about Mitch McConnell's plan here is that he took the $600 pandemic insurance, that, you know, that extra money that you get if you're filing for unemployment, and they've knocked it down to $200. So I don't even know what $200 does. That's like, what is the point of that?
Now, save what does $600 do?
Well, $600 plus the unemployment, yeah, $600 plus your unemployment, that was giving people at least, you know,
part
some
of the criticism
chance
of that.
Paying bills.
But part of it is that many of the people, and I saw a lot of support, background for this, a lot of these people that were on unemployment were way better off than they were when they were working. In
not
terms
a lot.
Of the amount
there
of
were,
money.
There are, there is a small
my
percentage.
Neck of the woods, there were a lot
well,
of
but, okay, but it's by state, it's pretty much the same average. There are some people who worked for tips. And so people like bartenders, waitresses, servers, you know, hotel employees, cleaning ladies, like all people in the service industry, nail salon techs, people like that were making more money on unemployment because they didn't have when you work for cash tips, you don't have a lot of money and income that you're showing. So that means you're also not getting anything from unemployment. So in those cases, those people have been better off, but everyone else who had, you know, a full-time job that's not tip-based, that was helping them barely stay afloat. It really, I know the Republicans want to blow this up that everyone's staying at home and making more money at home. That's just not true.
Well, I don't
know
the truth.
It goes by sector.
In my neck of the woods, as I said, there are people who are far better off. And I think at this point, we need to have people, there's a subsistence and helping businesses again. If we don't keep these businesses going, this country is
I think small
big,
business definitely
big,
needs more help.
Big trouble. Big trouble. And it'll be sooner rather than later. So let's keep our fingers crossed, maybe throw a little sage over our shoulders or something, that these people will actually be able to work together. As we get closer to the election, some people want to make sure that something gets done so they get credit for it. Just stop the crap and work as adults. That's the problem. We're dealing with children here. We're playing in a sandbox, and we're getting pretty tired of it. Here's something that I am not tired of talking about, because as we get back into looking at this, and the prediction is accurate, we knew we were going to have more cases. The people who haven't really figured out how to motivate themselves to lose weight because, I've been so far I've been good. Well, no, maybe that's not a realistic or an intelligent way of looking at the situation. If you're overweight, you need Calitrin, specially formulated, scientifically proven collagen protein digestive enzyme complex that aids your body in repair and weight loss. Calitrin has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs, and it's available now. When you go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com, use the code DJV, get free shipping, get a 6-month supply, you only pay for 3, and lose that weight so you stay healthy and happy. Toploss.com, discount code DJV.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
That's Joe and his brothers, the Jonas Bros. Sounds called Cool. What's cool is that Joe and his wife, actress Sophie Turner, are now officially Ma and Pa Jonas. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas delighted to announce the birth of their baby. They welcomed their baby girl in L.A. and seem to be pretty happy about it. Over the moon. In fact, the couple is taking time to enjoy this special moment. I've only shared the news and updates with families and friends. With the pandemic, they've been cautious about who is around them and their girl. I guess probably makes some sense. Jonas Brothers, let's see here. Which is this? Joe is 30, right? And his wife is 24. I don't know. What's her story?
She was one of the big stars of Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay.
So that's how they actually met. Joe was a huge fan, and he DM'd her, and she wrote back, and that's how they started dating.
Really? Which one was she?
I never saw the show, so I couldn't even begin to tell you. She's just very tall, blonde, statuesque. That's all I know.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, they got married last May in Las Vegas after the Billboard Music Awards. They exchanged vows again at a large wedding in France this past June. Sophie's pregnancy was first reported in February. They never confirmed the news. TMZ says they're going to name her Willa. Willa Jonas. You like the sound of that? A little awkward. Willa Turner would be better, but Willa. All right, well, that's the happy birthday news from Joe Jonas and his wife, Sophie Turner. 25 and change after the hour here on the DJV program for this Tuesday. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Elton John. Huh. This is interesting. Huh. His ex-wife is suing him for dishing out info on their ill-fated marriage. Of course, we used to get lots of cash. Let's take a shot. Renate Bloel, that's the name. 67 claims that she and Elton had an agreement that they would never publicly discuss their marriage, which she says he breached in his memoir, Me, Elton John, and also in the movie Rocket Man. Her attorney says a case about restoring the privacy that she felt was agreed to be protected when she and Mr. John entered into a divorce. Well, his name was Reginald Denny at that time, wasn't it? 1988.
I think he was well into being Elton John, but yeah.
This was the only app. So, restoring the privacy? If the stuff is out there, how are you going to restore privacy? It's a money grab.
She's apparently been living under another name. And so once the movie came out, everybody wanted to know who she was, and they started tracking her down for interviews. And the same thing happened to, I forget her Mary's last name, but Freddie Mercury's best friend in real life, Mary.
Right. Yeah.
And so that she still lives in Freddie's house. And so after Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie came out, the paparazzi stalked her house outside, and she's very private, so she kind of went through a similar thing.
Yeah.
But, she didn't sue anybody. This $3.8 million. Yeah.
She could easily get that out of him. He's worth hundreds of millions.
But that's a very oddly specific number, isn't it?
Yeah.
3.8. Why not just go for a rounded up to 4?
She apparently was so desperate to escape the attention that she'd been living, as you said, under a different name. And this interest came back. She was upset by the film. In her mind, the film seeks to portray their marriage as a sham, which she disputes and considers a false and disrespectful portrayal of their time together.
That's kind of sad, actually. I mean, we know it was a sham because he knew he was gay, but it's also sad if she believed that they had something more than, you know. Yeah. He does say, I mean, Elton John has been very open saying that she did not deserve it. He regretted that he ever married her. It was, you know, it was under false pretenses.
Did he know David Furnish at that time?
No, I don't think so.
No.
David's a lot younger, so I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, you hope that it works out well for all of them and everybody. I mean, it isn't going to hurt Elton to write a check for $3 or $4 million, that's for sure. So maybe he does it and apologizes and everybody moves on. It's 28 after the hour. Speaking of moving on the DJB program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure,
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
Some of the packets are reportedly marked as containing jewelry and could display Chinese labeling. Attorney General Bill Barr says Democrats keep trying to discredit him, and he argues that President Trump has never interfered in how he deals with criminal cases. That's what Bill Barr is expected to say today in testimony before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The first presidential debate has been moved to Cleveland amid concerns over COVID-19. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the nonprofit that has conducted the general election debates for decades, announced that Case Western Reserve University and the Cleveland Clinic will co-host the debate September 29th between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. The University of Notre Dame announced it was pulling out from its hosting responsibilities amid the pandemic. This is the second of three presidential debates to be moved due to the coronavirus. The second debate, scheduled for October 15th, will now be held in Miami after the University of Michigan dropped out last month. The third debate is scheduled for October 22nd at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Nearly 3,000 federal workers have filed compensation claims for having contracted COVID-19 on the job, a number that is expected to double by early next month, according to a Department of Labor review. Individual agency reports from the three largest federal agencies, Defense, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security, show the extent of infections and death among workers. The Defense Department reported 5,373 virus cases among civilian employees with 33 deaths. Veterans Affairs reporting that 41 employees have died. Customs and Border Protection and the Transportation Security Administration, two of the largest sub-agencies under the Department of Homeland Security, report a combined 2,905 infections among employees with 14 deaths. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four at the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Hopefully your astrologer will give you good news today. Things will be good for you. We're patching. This is a patchwork quilt every day. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer appears to be somewhat under. She's been under the gun because of other work experiences where she's had people that were exposed to the virus. And so... And she wasn't feeling great, but I know she had a test yesterday. We don't know what the results are, right, Victoria?
Yeah, it could take anywhere from 2 to 10 or 12 days. California has so many people now with COVID, and so I think the testing is going to get backed up a bit. So not really sure. She's not allowed to go back to work at her other job until her test comes back negative.
Right, other than her own family company. But there are people who are still saying, especially in California, should return to phase one. Which is, was that 2 months ago, 3 months ago? When was phase one, basically, guidelines? You wear
California
face masks.
California was pretty early.
Avoid the bars. Don't go indoors to events, that kind of stuff. I mean, that just seems like common sense to me at this point.
But you'd be surprised.
There's a lot of that, lack of that.
So many people lacking common sense.
All right, so now we go to that famous movie From China with Love. Subtitled, Welcome to the War. This is something everybody needs to stop what you are doing whatever it is, right now, please, and give Victoria your undivided attention, because I'm not being facetious. This is a war, and China is sending things to you and yours that will continue to escalate the tensions. Mm-hmm. So what are people getting?
Well, the agriculture departments of Virginia, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, South Carolina, and Washington State are all issuing warnings that they have had complaints from people who have received unmarked packages from China that have seeds in them, the type of seeds that you plant. And so all of these agriculture departments from all these states have said, whatever you do, do not open them, do not plant the seeds for whatever you do. Do not plant the seeds and keep the labeling intact so that you can hand it over to your agriculture department, because this is probably going to go up all the way to the FBI, maybe the CIA. This is being labeled as extremely suspicious. These seeds are coming from China. There's no other marking on it. No one has requested these seeds. People have complained that these seeds have just popped up in their mailbox. And so, in Virginia,
most of them have gone to Arizona, by the way, at this point, anyway.
Well, Arizona's not even on the list right now that's trending.
Now.
So, yeah,
Texas.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen Texas on there either. Okay, so what's trending right now is the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. They said that, quote, invasive species wreak havoc on the environment, displace or destroy native plants and insects, and severely damage crops. Taking steps to prevent their introduction is the most effective method of reducing both the risk of invasive species infestations and the cost to control and mitigate
Colorado,
those infestations.
Idaho.
So this
Baltimore news last night, Delaware, these are everywhere.
Nuts.
Watch out for anything that looks suspicious and turn it in. They could more quickly destroy our country by having people, if they have done what they, this is what's so frustrating. I think I told you, Victoria, I sent a letter to my congresswoman asking what they were doing to extricate us, to help businesses extricate from any connection with China. And she gave me this crap about Trump and how Trump did this and Trump did that and Trump with a trade and it's Trump's fault, blah, 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 blah. I was so infuriated, I sent her back a note telling her that she didn't answer my question, and all she did was further destroy the, and I use the word seed, not knowing about this necessarily, of what brings us together, what makes us great. And arguing and bickering and fighting does not make us great, whether you don't like Make America Great Again or not. This is not going to make us great. These people are at war with America. They are at war with the world. They want to destroy life as we know it everywhere, so they can impose their way of thinking and their lives and have everything for themselves. They're a bunch of egotistical maniacs who are unfortunately in control of lots of money, lots of resources, thanks to us going over there, being greedy, cheap, whatever it is, buying the crap. If you're still going to the dollar store or Walmart and supporting these people, here's one more reason for you not to, this, have me being the agrarian that I am, I understand how quickly weeds spread, and whether this is a weed or whatever it is, the impact of this could be to destroy our food system.
Exactly, and then we would rely on China more.
Well, but they don't have a food system either, which makes me think they aren't as smart as they think they are, because they buy most of our surplus food. Right now, they're even in negotiations to get more beans and corn and stuff from us, because they don't have, their agricultural system is kaput. It's collapsed because they don't really know how to do what, they don't have a strong sense of community agriculture. They have lots of feudal little farms here and there. Most of them are in the western part of the country. And so what they're doing is ruining it for themselves, but they're so eager to destroy the West so they can be the big cheeses, they will do something stupid like this. So if you've seen something look strange in a strange envelope,
Do not open it.
Keep it intact.
And the other thing is that you can do, you should Google your address. That's something that a lot of people are recommending now from the agriculture departments, saying Google your address and see what comes up. Because when you Google your address, sometimes scary stuff happens, and you never know maybe who lived there before you or whatever. So see what pops up and maybe why you were targeted. But a woman in Utah came forward. She did not open the package of seeds. She told local news stations that all the writing on the outside was in Chinese. She translated it on Google, and it said that it contained jewelry, which clearly it does not contain jewelry. But that's how these seeds have gotten through customs, because seeds that are imported into
the U.S. have to be certified
and ensure that they're free of pests and diseases. So I guess under this new pandemic that we've been dealing with, things have slowed down, and so all of these bags have been labeled as jewelry, and they were passed through. So be very, very, very careful, and just be on high alert, because this is biological warfare. There's no doubt about it. That's what this is.
Unbelievable, these bastards, man, I'll tell you. So they're angry at us. They've got the balsam to be angry. They closed the consulate in Chengdu, which is in the western part of China. They ordered the closure in retaliation for us shutting down the consulate in Houston, which, of course, is the hub of some of their spy activity. That's another. They're at war. Every place you go, every place, they are not our friends. Make no mistake, and this is what bothers me, there will be those people who will, just because they're simple-minded, will take it out on Chinese people that they see, or Asians, because they don't know the difference between Koreans and Chinese. They all have slanted eyes, so they're all bad as far as some stupidos are concerned. The problem here is that we have a group of people in China who are in charge. They got to be in charge. I wonder if Mao were alive today, if he would approve of what was going on, frankly. I was thinking about that the other day. So the Chinese have seized the building that belongs to us in this city. They lowered the flag. The mission posted a video bidding farewell to the consulate, saying, quote, "We will miss you forever." The consulate was opened by Vice President George Bush in 1985. It's right on the border of Tibet, which is another hotspot we're not paying as much attention to as we ought to. We're paying a lot of attention to Taiwan and Hong Kong, but the people in Tibet are suffering horribly because of the Chinese Communist Party's decision to outreach and try to get as much of the rest of the world as they can. So anyway, this situation is dire. All right? It's not fun. It's not easy. I wish I could play the old song we used to laugh at, "I Like Chinese," but there's nothing funny about this. None. Nothing about this is good, positive, helpful. It just is not. It's bad. So, the seed thing. Make sure we ought to update people on that. I'll certainly be doing that on my farm show this week, The American Family Farmer, which you can listen to at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This will be an important thing for us to be talking about, because they'll target farmers more than anything else. But the average person, they maybe have a backyard garden, or maybe you have little pots on your window, or whatever, you're teaching your kid how things grow. I gave a lot of those Let Us Grow pots to my friends for Christmas, and
people love them. I see people posting about them on social media. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, let's see what's going on in the world of sports, shall we, with the virus. I watched a little bit of a ball game last night, and I will tell you that I lost interest quickly because there was no noise. I'm looking in the stands, not a soul in the stands. And so, but I'll tell you something. I know in terms of radio, it's done gangbusters on the radio stations that are carrying the games. The games are what people want. It's relief. It's fun. I don't know, you know, what some of the teams, wasn't there one team, there are a couple of teams that have coronavirus.
Yeah, well, the Marlins. The Miami Marlins. Yep, they had to cancel their game because I think it's 15 players now have it. And so I was talking to my husband Lewis about this last night. You know, he's a big sports fan, and he thinks that they're going to have to just shut the whole MLB season down. He said this. Yeah. He thinks that basketball has contained everybody really, really well, and they're all wearing those Aura rings that detect symptoms 3 days before a test can. So like the NBA has done a great job with keeping everyone in that bubble, but MLB. It's, you know, their players have been out, and one of the players was caught going out to dinner, and he was taking pictures with fans, and no one was wearing a mask, and so it's just, you know, this kind of stupid stuff, and now it's spreading, and if you have it, you can't play, and you can't come in contact with other people, so I don't know. I don't know that the MLB season is going to really work out, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And who knows about the NFL season? We haven't even gotten to that yet, so I don't know.
Speaking of the NFL, an all-pro quarterback named Dana Stubblefield has been convicted of raping a disabled woman. Ugh. Jury in Santa Clara, California, found him guilty, and gets 15 years in prison. I look at this guy, and I think of the culture of football, and there's nothing about it that I find appealing, and there's something about it that seems to almost encourage this kind of stuff. The culture, the thinking, the attitude. I don't know. I find some of these people and what has gone on in high school and college with coaches and professionally, what they do to appease or to push these people along, pretty disgusting. The NBA is using Microsoft Teams' new Together mode. You want to explain this? You talked about this yesterday a little bit. Kind of interesting. We were talking about baseball and football. We ought to spend a moment talking about the NBA adding more technology to some of the live games. The Together mode.
Yeah, essentially, they just have, that's Microsoft's version of a Zoom call. And so essentially, they'll have LED screens in the stands. And so the players will be able to see fans watching them. And so they'll be able to hear them cheering and things like that. It'll all be in real time.
Huh. Yeah. So is this something that is supposed to be, I'm sure they're doing because they think it'll be an enhancement. Do you know friends? And what about your husband, who's the sports producer? Does he think this is going to get people excited? I mean, everybody's trying anything to get people excited.
I think, you know, a basketball arena is small. So in terms of when you're watching it on TV, it's a very, it's a tight shot of the court and then, you know, a few rows of people. So I think visually on TV, it's probably going to look cool. But I think it looks better than, like, the superimposed crowds at baseball games, which I don't know if you've seen that. It's very weird. Anytime there's a shot in the outfield, it's the fakes people there. It's very strange.
Right.
Yeah, I think the NBA, I think that's going to look kind of high-tech and cool.
Yeah. Today is World Hepatitis Day, Public Health Day, held every year to raise awareness about hepatitis, which is a group of infectious diseases that attack your liver, affect people all over the globe. The day also promotes testing and prevention for all five types of the disease, A, B, C, D, and E. The World Hepatitis Alliance established this day in 2008 after the World Health Assembly, different than the World Health Organization, decided to commemorate the birthday of Baruch Samuel Blumberg, not Bloomberg, but Blumberg, an American physician who discovered hepatitis B in the 60s. Eventually, he got the Nobel Prize for his work on the virus and its vaccine. So this is a big problem still. Yet another thing that we have to contend with. Our bodies, our temples, but you got to take care of them a little bit better, I think. We've given over too much. So something to think about. Food for thought from the DJ Beers at 10 before the hour.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Three after the hour. Now it's Tech Talk time on this Tuesday on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan has her brain in motion and her mouth is in gear. Or I guess you have to do it the other way around, right? Got to put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Amazon says it's not going to stream any Yankees games. Why?
Well, yeah, so we know that the MLB season is shortened to just 60 games. Next year, if everything's back to normal, it'll go back to the normal 120. So Amazon is not going to be broadcasting any of the New York Yankees games this season. They had announced that they were going to stream 21 Yankee games between April 17th and beginning April 17th, and then with several high-profile games, including three against your Boston Red Sox, they were on the list. So Amazon Prime members in New York State, Northeast Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and Central New Jersey would have been able to stream all 21 games as part of being an Amazon Prime member. However, the Yankees Yes Network, and you know, they have their own TV network, they opted to keep those games for themselves, and essentially they're not letting anybody else broadcast those games. Even we have YouTube TV for our, you know, our cable service. We've cut the cord, so we have YouTube TV. And we used to have the Yes channel, but we don't have it anymore. So literally, the Yankees Yes network is just pulling all of the...
No network.
Yeah, they're pulling everything so that you have to, if you have a traditional cable box, that's the only way, and I guess maybe you can pay for a subscription online, that'll be the only way you can see those games on the Yes network. So the MLB rules, the rules that they have in place limit streaming games that are shown on regional networks. So, like, you know, the Yankees have their regional games, so that's going to be limited now. And Amazon said, given the unique circumstances surrounding this season, YES Network will televise all New York Yankees games not airing on the national network, so we'll reevaluate our plans at the conclusion of the season. So Amazon became part owner in the YES Network last August after Disney sold its 80% stake. So the interesting thing is here is that Amazon owns a part of the YES Network, but they even with that, they still can't broadcast. So the deal was obviously split between the Yankees, the Sinclair Broadcast Group, Amazon, and Redbird Capital. So Amazon doesn't have a majority stake in it, but, you know, you would think that they would still be streaming it. They do stream Thursday Night Football from the NFL. They have a deal with that. They also have deals with the Premier League matches in the UK and UEFA Champions League tournament matches in Germany. But, you know, the Yankees are really what people want to see right now. And so if you're in that that northeast corridor there, you're no longer going to be able to see it on unless you have a subscription to YES Network or if you have traditional cable means. So, I don't know. I think it's just yet another thing that's making this whole baseball season really unappealing.
Yep. Well, let's see where it goes. Google is going to have to replace dead Nest thermostats. Let's find out how that may impact you.
The Geek Out.
Long-time users of Nest thermostats are somewhat torn over the purchase and takeover by Google. Now, these types of acquisitions always come with their pros and cons, and this is certainly no different. Currently, Google is having to sort out a long-standing issue with Nest thermostats that can lose their connectivity to a user's Wi-Fi, therefore killing the ability to remotely connect and control the device, which is kind of the whole point. Known as the W5 error, Google has now recently announced that if users are unable to correct the issue after troubleshooting with support, Google will replace the entire device, which might be an advantage of being owned by a company the size of Google. If you're one of the affected Nest owners, we've tweeted the links over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, next up here in our scrutiny department, Google is going to still have a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people, not going into an office, right?
Yeah. Google said that they plan to keep 200,000 full-time and contract employees working from home until at least next July. So that's July of 2021. Other tech firms have announced long-term plans to keep employees working from home because of the pandemic, but Google is actually the first now to extend it until the middle of next year. Sundar Pichai, who's the CEO of Alphabet, which is Google's parent company, he made the call last week following a meeting with a bunch of the top company executives. Google spokesperson said that Pichai sent an email to employees announcing that they want to give the employees the ability to plan ahead, and so that's why they were extending their global voluntary work from home option until next July. No one needs to be in the office. A lot of companies are already planning until, you know, next January, February. It just depends on, you know, what state you're in and how hard it's been hit. And if you're not in one of those states that's been hard hit, you're probably back to the office pretty soon, I would imagine.
To the office we go! All right, so that's the latest, the guidance in that department. Lots of guidance continuing here if you're sticking around. Thank you. It's the DJV Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.